Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the second week after the Sunday of Trinity, Sunday. Our scripture reading today comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 16 through 21. But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I've bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and the crippled and blind and lame.'" Our scripture lesson is Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 16. But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many." In this gospel, as well as the remainder of the Holy Scripture, we must make an effort to the best of our ability to grasp the true, simple meaning of the text and rest our heart and conscience on it. Anyone who wants to do battle with the devil must not waver to and fro or totter, but must be sure of his ground, armed with clear and certain Scripture. Otherwise, when the devil gets him on his fork by means of an unsure understanding, he will toss him to and fro like the wind tosses a dry leaf. In this gospel, we must also obtain a sure understanding so that we may stand our ground. It has nothing at all to do with the Lord's Supper, as sometimes has been claimed with the assistance of some really hair-splitting exegesis. The sum and substance of this gospel is that the gospel has been preached and proclaimed in all the world, but only few accept it. It is called a banquet or a supper because the gospel will be the last, final word and doctrine which will bring this world to a close. This supper, then, is nothing else but a rich, precious meal, which God has made ready by means of the gospel through Christ, in which he sets before us great blessings and rich treasures. Let us pray. Lord, you have set before us great blessings and rich treasures in the banquet prepared for us through your Son and offered to us in your gospel. May we never lose sight of these blessings and treasures, but ever regard them as our highest good, in and through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.